Okay, Sunday night. So we have on Beis HaMikdash the Ran about the Sechefza and the Segavra. And the Ran talks about Neder B'Loshen Shavua and Shavua B'Loshen Neder. The Ran says, Meho Mashma from our Gemara, you see, the Ein Shavua B'Loshen Neder below Neder B'Loshen Shavua. Hilkach kol shehechlif shel zeh b'zeh ein b'dvarav klum. The Gemara says that neder and shvua. What does the Ran see in the Gemara to make such a statement? So apparently the Ran holds. So we explain that the Gemara says right neder is a sechetz and shvua is a segavra. So that goes to the heart of. That defines what neder is. Because that's what the Ran saw in the Gemara, that the definition of neder is that it's an Isser Chefza and Shvua is an Isser Gavra. We defined Isser Chefza and Isser Gavra as sometimes you talk about what's the Inyan Isser, like why was the Torah Merachik this for me? Why did the Torah say these two things shouldn't come together? Sometimes the Siba could be in you, and sometimes the Siba could be in the thing. The Siba meaning the reason the Torah wanted to keep. So by neder, there's something about the thing. It became muktosh, mufrosh. And by shvua, is a gavra, and we saw that the Rishonim say that all Isurei Torah are Isurei Gavra, which means it's something about you. Like the Torah doesn't want you to connect to this thing. Like the reason's in you. Even Chazer, which you would say, you think there's something wrong with the Chazer, but it's not really that. It's that you shouldn't eat Chazer. It's you. Mashenkin, by neder, it's the thing. The thing is ohektish. You say the thing is like set aside. The thing is special. There's something special about this thing that it shouldn't have a mundane use. But the Ran apparently holds that goes to the essence of what neder is and what shvua is. And therefore, you can't mix the two. Neder b'loshen shvua and shvua b'loshen neder ein b'dvar of klum. Then he brings down Gemaras, which don't seem to be careful about the Lashon. So he says it's lav dafka. That's his approach. And he brings the Ramban. The Ramban says it's dafka. You can't say it's lav dafka, but it's yodus. It's good midin yodus. So he said, to say it's good midin yodus, l'chori you have to say, I mean, that would be the nakuda of the machlokus with the Ran, that the Ramban holds that it's not the defining nature of neder that's a sechefza and or of shvua that's a segavra. There are two sides of a coin. You want to make an iser between, it's like you want to have an iser relationship between you and the object. You want to have a relationship of iser. So there's different ways to do it. There's a neder way, a shvua way, but so it's not essential. It's like, you know, let's say like a man and a woman, like a male or a female, are they essentially different, or is it? So one from one person, so you can say they're different brias. One's from Mars, one's from Venus, whatever it is. Different, or you say no, basically we're all human beings, and that's our defining nature is a common one, except here it manifests itself this way or that way, and there's really no difference. If you look at Tosfos, look at the top Tosfos on that base of the base. At the end of the Tosfos, the one right before the words V'su Yodos Inshi. And if you go down, you see the first three words on a line darkened out, V'su Yodos Inshi. So right before that, there's like six lines of Tosfos where he says V'yom Toma. V'yom Toma Reminaf Gemina Yosef Hefzi Lu Yua Hefzi. What's the difference? So now, all the Achronim jump on Tosfos. What do you mean, what's the difference? We have the following differences. We have Dover Sheyesh Bo Mamish, Dover Sheyim Bo Mamish. Neder is Chalam the Heftza. And so right, we saw Neder is only if it's Dover Sheyesh Bo Mamish. Shvua could be Dover Sheyim Bo Mamish. We have the difference of a Dvar Mitzvah. But Neder is Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah. Even, say, the Sukkah is also on you, and now you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah. But if you say Shvua, I won't sit in the Sukkah, it's not Chal. So what is Tosfos? My nafkamino, yes, a chetzu lu, you a chetzu. The Yishlomar, Dlin Yuzer, Shemoye Omer Konim, Shelo Ochal Kikr Zer, Lo Oma Klum, but then Gabi Shvua Lehep, so he says the difference is that Nedda B'lash Shvua and Shvua B'lash Nedda is no good. So the Achronim, they say, they jump on Tosfos, but I think the answer is that Tosfos is getting at the heart of the matter. In other words, he's asking a good guy, what's the difference? In other words, his kasha is like your Ramban. His kasha is coming. The question of Ein Bo Mamish or Yesh Bo Mamish or Mitzvah, that's a question of where it's chal. That doesn't define, he said, like, where is it chal? It could be a din is chal, we said. It has a certain, like, metaphysical reality. It's chal. Now, it could be chal in the chayfetz, it could be chal in the person. That's not isa chetz isa gavra. Chazir, we say, ain't isa chal al isa. Chazir's osir, right? It's a chetz di isura, we would call it, even if it's an isa gavra. That means it's chal in the chazir that a person is not allowed to eat it. The question of isa gavra, isa chetz, is a deeper one. It's what's the inyan isser, we called it. Why is the Torah keeping these two things away from each other? Like the person from the chazer. Is something about the chazer or is it something about the person? So if the Rishonim say Yisrei Torah is isser gavra, it means it's something about the person. The Torah doesn't want you. Whether it's you're an amkadosh, the Torah doesn't want you sullying your neshama with this. It's because of something about you. That's the essence of chafs and gavra. We talk about where it's chal. This is a good example. You could say it's chal in the chazer. Chazer has a din that a person's not allowed to eat it. That could be chal in the chazer, the place where it's chal. You know, if there's a certain metaphysical reality, so it could be chal in the person. The person's muzhar not to eat chazer, and the chazer also has a din that a person's not allowed to eat it. So that's what Tosfos is asking, what's the difference? He means the deeper difference. The question of yesh bo mamish, rainbow mamish, or dvar mitzvah, not dvar mitzvah, is a question of where it's chal. It's chal here, it's chal there. If it's rainbow mamish, if it's chal in the chayfetz, and there is no chayfetz, so it can't be chal. Mashenkin, again, it's like saying the machlokas Ran and Ramban. According to the Ramban, you can have yodus. It could be yodus, neder b'losh shvur and shvur b'losh neder. Because they're two. Ramban doesn't hold this is an essential difference. It doesn't define what neder is. If it would define what neder is or define what shvur is, they wouldn't be interchangeable in loshen. You couldn't. Yodus wouldn't help you. If you have an inner contradiction, yodus can't help it to fix it up. So Tosfos in the kasha is like looking at it from the perspective of the Ramban, sort of. It's like, what's the difference? What's the essential difference? The difference is that we talk about of yesh bo mamish, rainbow mamish, are more like chitzonius differences. If it's chal here, if it's chal there. But here, like I would tell you, like, what's the difference if you say there's something about the chazer that makes it usur, or there's something about the person that says he's not allowed to eat it? Say, what's the difference? So that's what Tosfos answers. The difference is that Neder B'Losh and Shu and Shu'a B'Losh and Neder won't be good. That's the... You don't need a difference. It's like saying, you know, what's the difference between a Zohar and a Kaver? They're essentially different. That's what Tosfos is saying. And therefore, if you make a Shu'a B'Losh and Neder and Neder B'Losh and Shu'a, you can't come and start with Yodus to fix it up. Tosfos says, what's the difference? He answers, the difference is if you say Neder B'Losh and Shu'a, Shu'a B'Losh and Neder is no good. Like on the surface, it's a very... like the Torah doesn't make sense. Like, that's not, say, what's the difference? You say... like a, that doesn't seem to be the difference. That seems to be like a totsah of the difference. That's not the essential difference. The answer, so I say, but once you understand the machlokas Ran and Ramban about Neder B'Losh and Shu'a B'Losh and Neder, you see that does manifest the essential difference. Because according to the Ramban, it can be Yodus. It is good. It can be Yodus. Because it's just a question of how are you phrasing the Isser. You're phrasing it this way, you're phrasing it that way. So Yodos can say it's good. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, they're essentially different. So if you learn the Ran and Ramban, you see that the essential difference is manifested by the din of Neder B'Losh and Shu'a, and Shu'a B'Losh and Neder not being good. According to the Ran, Yodos can't help you, because they're indeed essentially different, so there's no shidduch. So you can't interchange, because they're essentially different. And once something's essentially different, you don't have to find the difference, right? You say, what's the difference between, you know, it's like silly. Once something's essentially different, you don't start looking for differences anymore. You say, Tosfos answering that Neder B'Losh and Shu'a and Shu'a B'Losh and Neder is no good is not like a petty difference. There's weightier differences. But therein lies the statement that they're essentially different. And that's why Yodus is no good. That's the Machlokes Ramban and Ran. According to the Ran, Yodus doesn't help you because they're essentially... Neder is essentially an Issa Chefza. That's what it is. And that's what Shu'a is in this Agavra. You're binding yourself to do, not to do. Like I said, the Siva's in you. And in Neder, the Siva's in the Chafetz. And those are essential differences. And according to the Ramban, it's like Tosfos Kasha. What's the difference? I'm not allowed to eat Chazer. What's the difference if we talk about it this way or that way? It's like if you would say the difference between a man and a woman, so this one has a baby, this one doesn't have babies, right? Or you say they have essentially different natures. As people, they're essentially different people.
Doesn't
the
Tosfos contradict
the
Tosfos and Shu'as?
No, it's not the same. According to Tosfos and Shu'as, you have to... According to Tosfos and Shu'as, you certainly... We're more confident that according to Tosfos and Shu'as, you cannot say that the essential nature of Shu'a is this Agavra. You can't.
Yeah,
so it's a machlokes Tosfos. You can't ask a kasha from Tosfos in one Masechta to another Masechta. It's different Bali Tosfos. Even within the same Masechta, it's not clear how you can ask a kasha on Tosfos. There are different Bali Tosfos. Certainly from a different Masechta, you can't. And certainly in Tosfos and Shu'as, there's two terutzim, right? So according to the terutz of Tosfos and Shu'as, that you can make an issa chefza with Shu'a,
this doesn't go with that.
Well, at least in terms of Shu'a. You might say Neder is essentially different than Shu'a, but Shu'a is not essentially different than Neder. Which happens to fit in very well with Amad Yomer and Yerushalmi, that holds Neder, B'Losh, and Shu'a is no good, but Shu'a, B'Losh, and Neder is good. The svara would be that, I mean, I could see a certain logic saying that neder is essentially an issa chefza because of what neder is. Neder, you're stealing from carbon. You're using the power Hashem vested in you to make a carbon. So the essential nature of neder is creating something about that chayfetz, making something different about that chayfetz. Shvua, I can, you know, shvua is an oath, right? I'm binding what I'm doing with Hashem. So it's more possible that you could hold that shvua, there's no real reason for shvua to be essentially isagavra, which is what Tosfos and Shvuos holds, the first teretz. Shvuos could be isachefza also. And Achlami Tosfos here doesn't hold like that. In other words, there's a question, what's the din of shvua b'losha neder? So the answer that we know is a three-way machlokas. We know three shittas about shvua b'losha neder. We know the Ran holds is no good, period, zip, zilch. The Ramban holds it's a good shvua, but there's no indication in the Ramban. It's yodus, so that means it's going to be a regular shvua, and it's going to be an isagavra, right? And you have Taisus and Shvuas that says shvua b'losha neder is nisachefza. It's certainly not yodus if it's nisachefza. It's not yodus. It means that shvua can be isachefza. I could say achilas kikar zeh olai b'shvua. I can make a shvua and have that create the reality of something being wrong with the kikar. Tremendous chiddush taisus. Again, the Dorim we say you do it and you learn it out from the parish of Karban. Shvua, like, so why can you do it with a shvua? Like, what are you hooking into? The answer is that the parasha of Shvua allows you to do it, according to Taisus and Shvuas. The parasha of Shvua itself allows you to take an oath, and with that oath you can create a sechefza. Taisus says that. You can't, there's no two ways about it. I'm just explaining that it's more I wouldn't be able to understand the sheet the other way around. I mean, if someone would say it, I'd be forced to figure it out. If someone would say shvua b'losha neder is no good, and neder b'losha shvua is good, I would have a hard time with that. This way, I could hear it. I mean, we have a taisus and shvuas, and there's a certain logic to it. It's not illogical. Neder b'losha shvua is no good because neder. Again, the question of neder b'losha shvua, whether it's good or not, or shvua b'losha neder, whether it's good or not, is a question of whether isachefza and isagavra define what neder is, and define what shvua is, or it's just a way of making an iser not to eat the chayfetz. You have this way, you have that way, like with almost the flippancy of Tosfos Kasha, u'mainafkamina. What's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? The whole Masechus Nedarim is a chefza. Yeah, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the essential difference? Taisus held it's not essentially different. It's like, I think it's a good marshal, the more I think about it, like a Zohar and a Keva. You say, are they essentially different? Could be it's machlokas, sociologists. What's the Yiddish view? It depends what you mean, essentially different what? They're not essentially different people as B'nai. Or a Yid and a Goy, are they essentially different? So that we say, yeah, right? If you learn Tanya, and you learn these more Kabbalistic Svarim, and you say what defines a person is his soul, so then you say, is a Jew or a Goy essentially different? I hope no one gets upset here. Are they essentially different? Well, they're both people. Okay, and this one has 613 mitzvahs, and this one has 7 mitzvahs. So we know it's not like, I mean, the Sfarim say not like that. The Sfarim say that a Jew is a different type of person. Just like you have domain. Now I'm thinking it's a good marshal. Just like you have domain, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber, you go up the ladder. You have, right, domain like a rock, and Chai is a living, Tzomeach, it grows. Chai is like an animal, and Medaber is a person. So the Sfarim say, really, this. A Jew is like another type of Bria. If a person is defined by his soul, and the Jewish soul, if we learn in Tanya, it like comes from a different place. So it's not just a cut. Now, a Zohar and a Keva, you could say no. You could say that, maybe I'm thinking now. Now that we know that when Hashem first created man, he created them Zachar Unakeva Bra'am, they were created as one. So that means that, and then they were split apart, and then you get married and you come back together. So that means that in the very creation of man, of mankind, there was Zachar and Nekeva. That means it's just different elements, different personalities, different, it's not essentially different. Adarava, they were created as one Bria with different, right?
Yeah, but it seems like Tosfot is sort of ignoring the characteristics of after the split in this example. He's saying, okay, they're both people. Okay, we're saying, okay, Chazer is Chazer, you can't have it, irrelevant of how you did it.
With Tosfot and Shavuos?
No, Tosfot here.
Tosfot here is saying, what's the essential difference? And his answer says, I don't have to find a difference. It's like, they are different. They're different, like it's a Jew and a guy. Tosfot says it with a very, what we would think is a mild din, when there's much more heavier dinim. But now that we're learning the Ran, we say this din, that neder b'loshen shvuah is no good, and shvuah b'loshen neder is no good, and it's not even yadus, that is like the greatest way of saying that they are mamish on a different page. They're essentially different. It sounds childish. It's like, shvuah b'loshen neder is no good, neder b'loshen shvuah is no good. But now that we see the machlokas Rana Ramban, so now you say, wow, if neder b'loshen shvuah is no good and shvuah b'loshen neder is no good, that means they're essentially different. Or else it would be good midin yodus. And if they can't be good midin yodus, that means they're essentially different. So if you make a shvuah b'loshen neder and a neder b'loshen shvuah, it's a walking contradiction. You can't fix that up. Okay.
Ramban is really